The following presentation is brought to you by
Heart Brain Media Group.
Capturing the moments that make life great.
Let's go, girls.
It's about growing personally and professionally.
What's the one thing that really drives you, that really drives your passion?
It's about climbing the ladder or opening a new door.
Too many people give up too early on their dream.
It's about enjoying your professional journey.
I enjoy what I do.
It's about keeping things real.
So the interview is an interviewing interview. I like this.
It's all about you.
But I knew that there was something else I wanted to do with my life. I knew I wanted to help people.
This is Up or Out with Connie Fife.
We love your voice. You need to be on radio.
And now, your host, Connie Fife.
Hey, welcome to Up or Out with Connie. Today is your business radio with an edge, and I am super excited today because we have an awesome guest joining us today from Australia, Dale Beaumont. And what he's going to be talking about is artificial intelligence and why it's the next big thing. So as I was doing my research, and many of you know what the show is all about is that we blow shit up. So I am really eager to jump into this to find out exactly why it is the next big thing. So before we go there, here's our quote for today. The only limit to your realization of tomorrow will be your doubts of today. And that's from Franklin Roosevelt. And I thought that was so necessary for today. When I saw that quote, the only limit to yourself, to your realization of tomorrow, is your doubts of today. And as I was doing some research on artificial intelligence, there are a lot of doubters out there. So we're going to talk about that a bit more. But right now, it is time to turn up your volume for Up or Out with Connie. And always stay tuned to the end of the show because you don't want to miss any of the exciting giveaways. So here is your challenge question for today. Are you limiting your realization of tomorrow with your doubts of today? What are your doubts? What is holding you back from reaching and realizing what you want in your life tomorrow? So think about that a few minutes. So let's see for our guest today. Let's talk about him a bit more. Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and even Apple, they're all saying that artificial intelligence is the next big thing. So think about it. You know, there's devices you could walk into your house and say, hey, turn the lights on. Hey, turn the music on. Hey, I want somebody to say, hey, make my dinner and clean the house too. But I haven't gotten that far myself yet. So what is it? What is artificial intelligence? And how is it going to impact your life and also your business? And it is now my pleasure to introduce the award-winning technology entrepreneur, all the way down from Australia, Dale Beaumont, as he discusses this all-time important topic. And also learn all about BRIN, B-R-I-N, which is the world's first business advisor powered by artificial intelligence. So welcome to the show, Dale. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much, Connie. I'm looking forward to chatting.
Well, I know it's really early there in the morning for you this morning. So I hope whatever your caffeine pick-me-up is, I hope you're having plenty of it.
I'm all good. Good to go.
You're all good. Good to go. All righty. Well, let's just jump right into it then. So what is artificial intelligence?
Well, artificial intelligence, we sometimes think that it's quite a new phenomenon, and in certain ways it is, but it's been around since the 50s. The coin was first phrased many, many years ago, and it's basically a branch of computer science that is where people are now programming computers to do things that would normally be done by humans. And so there's a bunch of different examples that are already around us right now. For example, the GPS in our car uses artificial intelligence. Right. Airlines use artificial intelligence to be able to maximize their profits by charging the right amount for a seat on an aeroplane. Also, credit card companies use artificial intelligence to be able to decide whether or not a transaction could be fraud, to alert the person or maybe cancel a card. So there's so many applications all around us. But now the tools that are used for people to build more and more sophisticated artificial intelligence is now really available to more people. The basically the amount of data that's available, the power, the power of computers these days as well, and also just the know-how is really now being put into the hands of developers around the world. So we're going to see artificial intelligence being used now for more and more applications, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it is out there. Like you said, I mean, credit card companies or retail shops, you know, they know their customers' buying habits. Mm. You know, that all comes from the artificial intelligence that they gather. A couple weeks ago, I was out with my husband and spent a lot of six-figure numbers on something for him. And immediately I got a phone call, and this was a Saturday night. I immediately got a phone call from my bank saying, hey, are you authorizing, you know, this large charge? And it was like, yes. I mean, this was while I was still at the cash register. I didn't even get the items put into a bag so I could walk out of the store. I was still in the store when that phone rang, which I thought was like, wow, okay, that was really quick. So I have to jump back into, let me ask you this in fairness. Why is it so important? Why is artificial intelligence so important to us?
Yeah, because basically there is, if you require just human brain power to do certain things, it's just there is a limit. There's a bandwidth to our time, to our capabilities. Also, the fact that we need to sleep for 6 to 8 hours a day, and we're also not available to work 24/7. There's just so many kind of reasons why our machines now can do things in a way faster, much cheaper, and also can do things better and more reliably. For example, it's almost impossible now for a medical doctor to stay up to date with the amount of drugs that they're out there, what drugs kind of will interact and conflict with other sort of drugs that are out there. And so oftentimes people in the medical field, despite doing at least 10 years of study, still make mistakes on a regular basis. And there is still thousands of deaths which are caused every single year because of misdiagnosis or because of giving people the wrong drug or the wrong dose.
Now, they're even using robots for surgery. There's robotic surgery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's happening now as well. And so what it means is that we can provide better diagnosis, more accurate, because what artificial intelligence can do is it can instantly, when it sees a new idea, it can go back through its memory of oftentimes 20 years or 30 years of history or collected data
okay.
on a subject, and it can make a really accurate recommendation. And in many cases, it's actually better than what a human can do. So we get a better result.
So let me ask you, I have two burning questions. One is, why do so many people fear artificial intelligence?
Well, I think many people fear it, one, because they really don't understand it. Okay. And so I think it's, and oftentimes because of Hollywood, where we have seen all different scary applications of artificial intelligence, and with movies like The Terminator and many others, you know, we fear that robots are going to take over humans and all of those things. So I think some of it has to do with a lack of understanding, and also with regards to Hollywood as well. And also, I think the other reason why people fear it is because there are some genuine concerns, and there are some very, very smart people now working on this, because there has been a belief up until now that computers could only do things that they were programmed to do, but that's actually not the case anymore. The computers are now starting to basically learn and make predictions predictions, and they're writing their own software algorithms. So effectively, they're now in some domains surpassing human level intelligence. And we really don't know where that's exactly going to go. But there's a lot of people that are working on those type of things and okay. coming up with some good protocols to make sure that things don't get out of control.
Okay, hold that thought right there 1 minute. We just have to jump really quick to a sponsor break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Greg Davis. Connie asked me to pop in for a moment to tell you about a great opportunity. Have you ever listened to a podcast and thought, I should be doing that, but I don't know how, I don't know where to start? Well, Up or Out with Connie Fife has partnered with Park Lane Media Group to offer you PMR podcast production. What is PMR? Production, marketing, response. The three key elements you need to successfully build your podcast success. For more information, visit parklanemediagroup.com or email podcast@parklanemediagroup.com and be sure to let them know that Connie sent you. You have a story to tell. We'll help you share it. Come to parklanemediagroup.com today and start building your podcast success.
We're back and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. And today I am speaking with Dale Beaumont. He's an award-winning technology entrepreneur. He's an international speaker and he is an author of 16 best-selling books. He started his business at the age of 19 and he's been building companies ever since. And if you recognize the name, it's because you've heard about him or read about him in Forbes magazine, Huffington Post, The Business Insider, and even GQ. Just to name a few of those magazines, and that you've probably heard about him. But Dale, I have, right before you went to break, we were talking about the concerns or the fears that people have. Another, when I was doing some of this research, is many people are worried about the consequences of artificial intelligence and how the robotics is affecting employment. Is it affecting the labor market? If you're saying that robotics are more intelligent, and again, you know, like the stuff we've seen in the Terminator or the Matrix, or a lot of those, you know, artificial intelligence type movies, what about the employment impact, the labor impact that this is having on people losing their jobs?
Yeah, it definitely is something that we need to be thinking about. And there is two ways to look at it. There are some evidence out there to say that there will be up to 14% of jobs lost over the next 10 years because of automation and because of technology.
Yeah,
because
it's already happening. I mean, we see a lot of automation that I know here in the U.S., a lot of jobs have been lost over the last decade or so because of automation. So
absolutely.
Yeah, where do we get that balance?
You're exactly right. But what it's really all about is, and certainly with driverless cars as well, there are, I believe, about 5 million people in America that work in transportation each year. Mm-hmm. And because of self-driverless cars, those 5 million people could be unemployed within the next decade because all transportation can largely be automated.
Right.
But like with history, if we've learned anything over the last 200 years is that with the Industrial Revolution and many other things that have happened, even when computers, you know, came out in the 50s and 60s, someone was predicting that within two decades, you know, we'd only need to be working 4 hours a day. And how did that work for us? We're now working, you know, harder than we ever have before. So,
right.
So what that sort of tells us is that there will be new jobs that will be created. The challenge is going to be the retraining. And it's not that there's not going to be, there'll be new jobs to go to, but mm-hmm. will people be able to reskill quick enough and fast enough? So we have not really a job problem, but we have a retraining problem. And how do we retrain vast amounts of people that were once working in an area that's now no longer efficient or no longer is no longer best done by a human, but best done by a machine? How do we retrain that person?
Right, because so yeah, no longer those Yeah, because they're no longer those best practices of what people know in terms of manufacturing or those areas. I do know many colleges, many universities taking a look at the curriculum now and say, okay, what do we need to change? What do we need to add so people are getting the proper skills for the new tools that are coming in the next century?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of now, there's even a person who was one of the pioneers of self-driving cars who's now set up a website where they're offering what's called nano degrees. And so within a few weeks or months maximum, you can actually get what they call a nano degree, which is like a recognition of learning in a particular area, such as self-driving cars, where the demand for jobs, there's just thousands of jobs in that area right now, but right. There's hardly anyone that's being trained in it, because courses that run by universities often take years or even decades in order to be right. created. Mm-hmm. And so he's putting together learning programs. Okay. Very, very quickly, and offering them largely for free or for a few hundred dollars a year. And you can actually get access to this training and be upskilled very, very quickly so you can go into a new profession.
That's good to hear, because especially when we're entering into an uncharted territory with, you know, a lot of these job losses, but the new jobs and making sure that we have the right people skilled and in place for that. Because you had said a 14% job loss, you know, if we look at the job, you know, the unemployment rate right now, I mean, it's at about 14-16%, you know, with that fluctuation. So to add another 14% onto that would be pretty, pretty scary. Now, I did see a quote when I was looking. It was in an article in the New Yorker from James Barrett, or Barat, who says from his book, Our Final Invention, which is Artificial Intelligence and the End of the Human Error. Mm. So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, it sounds like he's laying out a really strong case for why we should be at least a little worried about the expansion of artificial intelligence.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are making big claims. I think some of it's just to grab headlines or to scare people a little bit. And it's not to say that we should ignore it completely. Mm-hmm. There are certain protocols that we need to start putting in place. And when things become fully automated, the thing that humans have is we actually, we've got the ability to break certain rules if something is an important situation. Like, for example, if there is a child which is hurt and there's a sign that says, you know, don't walk on the grass, you know, we're going to ignore that sign and we're going to do, you know, what needs to be done to, exactly. To make that person, you know. However, with the machine, they've now got an issue because there's a sign that says don't do something and right. They're programmed to follow instructions. However, there's a situation which could be life or death where they have to break the rules. So it's there are hundreds of different examples like that where machines, you know, if, for example, with driverless cars, if there's a choice right. between killing, you know, a child and a person, how does it value someone's life over another person's life? So it's the type of questions that we need to start sort of thinking about, and how do we teach machines to actually develop good judgment? And that is an interesting thing, because there's a lot of different moral arguments that then sort of come into play as well. And it's a difficult thing and sensitive thing to do. So,
I think it would be sensitive. I mean, you know, the thought of, or, you know, the possibility of having that risk of machines, you know, outsmarting humans, you know, and battling those resources. So that would be a really touchy topic or conversation that many people are having, I'm sure.
Yeah, and there is actually a company now that's been set up. It's actually a non-for-profit organization, which is called OpenAI, and it's been funded by some very smart people and very wealthy people, like Elon Musk, for example, from right. Tesla Motors, who's come out and said, you know, we need to actually start thinking about some protocols mm-hmm. whereby no single country or no single corporation should be have basically AI technology, because it could become quite dangerous. So they're kind of goal is to democratize the tools needed for people to build intelligent systems, and to make sure that that there's nobody that uses these type of tools for evil. So there are a lot of people that are working on this, but in terms of, you know, the end of the world and things like that,
we're not there yet.
Some people worry about, you know, machines taking over, or machines becoming smarter than humans, but what, you know, in many ways they already are. They already are taking over so many jobs, and they already are smarter. It's just about things becoming more and more progressive, and how do we make sure that we're one step, or, you know, at least 5 or 10 steps ahead.
Yeah, and you do. I mean, perfect example is when I moved from the East Coast to the West Coast a few years ago. My mom drove with me across country, and I was ready. I had my navigator in the car, and I was set to go. And you know, mom says the day before, she says, "Well, did you go to AAA? Did you get your map? Did you outline where we're going? What are we doing?" And I'm like, "Mom, we got it. I already plugged it into my handy navigator, and I looked at which way we're going. We had two choices. We're going south, right across on Route 66. I need a map." She says, "I need a map." She's like, if I'm going to be a navigator, I need a map. She was like, almost in tears. I was like, "All right, mom, I'll go get you a map." So here I went down to AAA, and I was like, "Can I have a map?" So you know, it was almost like they were looking at me like, "You want a what?" Mom's driving with me. Oh, okay, we got it. So, and yeah, I mean, even places like that, it's affected their work, their jobs, you know, what they do. So really, really quick, let me take a really quick break, and I want to come back and I want to learn more about Brin. What is Brin? So really quick break, hang in there.
Hi, this is Greg Davis. Connie asked me to pop in for a moment to tell you about a great opportunity. Have you ever listened to a podcast and thought, "I should be doing that, but I don't know how, I don't know where to start"? Well, Up or Out with Connie Fife has partnered with Park Lane Media Group to offer you PMR podcast production. What is PMR? Production, marketing, response. The three key elements you need to successfully build your podcast success. For more information, visit parklanemediagroup.com or email podcast@parklanemediagroup.com, and be sure to let them know that Connie sent you. You have a story to tell. We'll help you share it. Come to parklanemediagroup.com today and start building your podcast success.
And we're back, and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. And today's guest is Dale Beaumont. And we are challenging on artificial intelligence. But right now, Dale, I want to know, what is Brin?
So Brin is a free app that we have developed, and our goal is to build the world's first artificially intelligent business advisor. Because for the last 10 years, we've been working with small business owners across Australia and Southeast Asia, and we've worked with around 50,000 business owners and entrepreneurs. And we were wanting to develop a tool to be able to help entrepreneurs globally. And we did a bit of research and found out that there's over 500 million small business owners on the planet, 30 million of those in North America alone. But sadly, only 1% of business owners have access to a coach or an advisor,
right?
Someone that's actually helping them to grow their business. Now, it's not physically possible to give every single person running their own business a coach or an advisor, and certainly things like doing seminars or doing meetups is still very limited. So we thought, wouldn't it be great if we could build a tool, a technology that would be able to provide every single person with a business advisor, and that business advisor could work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you had a question at 2 a.m. in the morning, someone would be there to help you. And so we realized...
And there are no entrepreneurs awake at 2 a.m.
I think there are probably millions.
There are millions and millions of them awake at 2 a.m.
And so we then got busy, and we realized the fact that there needed to be a technology solution. And that's when we started to research artificial intelligence and chatbots and the next wave of technology. And so that's when we decided to go, well, let's build a product for business owners. And it's called Brin, B-R-I-N. And the website's brin.ai, and stands for artificial intelligence. And you can go there and you can download the app for free, and you can access literally hundreds of videos that also power the app as well. And there's also a conversation that you can have with Brin, and she can learn more about your business and then start making recommendations as to the best information that's relevant for what you're struggling with right now.
And what was the cost of that?
It's free, which is pretty cool.
I want you to repeat that. It's free.
It's a free product, and we're doing it because right now we just want to get the product into the hands of as many people as possible.
Okay.
To get feedback on what people like, and we're already getting thousands of people sort of give us suggestions, which is invaluable. So we're busy making all of those changes as we speak. But the product is awesome as it is right now, and it keeps getting better. And if you're a business owner or thinking about starting a business in the future, you absolutely must get educated, and your chance of success without any help is pretty low, but with help it's much higher. So you can access it for free, and you can use all of the valuable resources that are inside.
So it's Brin, BRIN.AI. You can download the app and get over thousands of video lessons to choose from to help you get, you know, give you that education and knowledge. So next time you're up at 2 a.m. and wondering, what do I do next for my business, and you're stuck, have a conversation with Brin. I think this is just awesome. This is phenomenal. Dale, thank you for putting that out there. And I'm going to make sure that all our listeners hear about it. And I'm going to go there myself. And I'm going to find out what it's all about. Well, Dale, our show is coming to an end. But let our listeners know how else they can learn more about you.
Sure. Well, in terms of the product, you can just go to brin.ai. It's available on all Apple devices and also Android devices as well, which covers pretty much everyone these days. So you can go to the website, follow the links, it'll take you straight to the store, and you can download it for free. And then if you want to get in touch with me personally, you can head to my website, which is DaleBeaumont.com, where you can find out more, or you can follow me on all different forms of social media. Just put my name up in that search bar, and I can't be too far away. So it's been great chatting, and really look forward to getting feedback on the product and helping any way we can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's all we got for today, folks. And I want to thank Dale. Thank you again for being here today, because I know we could just keep talking about this over and over again, but our time goes by so quickly. And to everyone, I want to thank you for being part of our community. Keep sending in your success stories and any questions you have on your business. But hey, you could go right over to Brin, BRIN.AI, and you can get some of your business questions answered there as well. And it's all free. So don't feel like you're alone at 2 o'clock in the morning. There is somebody out there you can have a conversation with. So if you're not a member of our growing community, we suggest that you check us out at upperout.com or head on over to the Fife Group, PHEIFF. Remember, don't settle for less. Be committed. Figure it out. It's up or out, and together we can create a plan so you can make it happen. And you can start 2017 out with a meaningful, purposeful, and profitable life. So be sure to subscribe to our iTunes page, Facebook, and LinkedIn, because you don't want to miss any of the good stuff. And I've been telling you, and it has happened, we are expanding. We have grown. We've blossomed. We are on over 900 global stations. And coming up in the new year, we're even adding to that even greater. So if you're listening and you want to be a guest on Upper Route with Connie, just send me a message to connie@upperroute.com and we will be glad to get you booked on the show. But thanks for listening. This is Connie, your unstoppable diva, and you are listening to Upper Route with Connie. It's been great being here with you today. If you could do anything, would you still be doing what you're doing now? Until next time, be unstoppable.